So, Divya writes, how can one get moksha? You get moksha by surrendering to Krishna. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo moksha yashyami. There's your word, moksha yashyami. Krishna says, I will give you moksha. Krishna says, I will give you liberation. But what do you have to do? You have to surrender. That's what you have to do. You have to surrender to Krishna. You have to accept that Krishna is the supreme God of all other gods. Or as the Bible says, and have no strange gods before me. So you have to accept Krishna as the supreme above all other gods. And then, how do you surrender? You hear and chant about Krishna all the time, as much as possible. Hear and chant about Krishna, serve Krishna, offer your food. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Yat karoshi yadashnasi, yaj jahosi dadasi yat. Yat tapasyasya kaunteya, tat karusva mad arpanam. Do an offering, mad arpanam, to Krishna. Whatever you're doing, do it for Krishna. Here I am, singing songs, playing the guitar. I used to do this before I was a devotee. When I was 13 to 22 years old, I used to do this all the time. But I wasn't singing for Krishna. I was singing for profit, fame, adoration, and distinction. But now I'm a devotee. So now I sing, I play guitar, but I do it for Krishna. Mad arpanam. So whatever you do in your life, you do it for Krishna because you love Him. So if you want liberation, you have to surrender. And you have to surrender heart, mind, body, and soul. Same thing Jesus said. When Jesus was asked by the Roman soldier, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus said, there are two. Love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. And then love your neighbor as yourself. This, I always say, this is perfect Krishna consciousness. Jesus didn't say, love me. He said, love God. So who is that God Jesus is referring to? That is Krishna, the supreme God of all other gods. So he said, love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind, completely. As Krishna says, ma may come, same thing. Religion is one. Jesus is speaking the same thing that Krishna is saying. Jesus is saying, love God. Krishna is saying, surrender to me, love me. And therefore Krishna, He is God. There's a Sanskrit word, asamaurdva. Asamaurdva or asamaurdva. No one is equal to Krishna and no one is independent or greater than Krishna. Krishna is the supreme. So you have to love Krishna just like that. That is how you get moksha. And how do you begin? By hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.